Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get our teams in position. We had a little problem with our earlier show, had to redo it on this morning, but we're going to make sure this information is going to come to you fulfilled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as we rise this morning, Father God, we go out to the very plains of this place we call a distant and somewhat fragile land. Father God, we ask you to look over us. We ask you to keep us. Lord, anoint us. Let the presence and the power of the Yidabasho Koroboroso be all over us in the mighty name of Jesus. I command the word according to the Spirit, that even as we begin to speak, it's not a word that we speak of ourselves, but through the presence of the illumination of the holy guidance of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I'm asking you to go with, move, direct, declare, decree, plan the life and the word over your people, Father God, even as we go out into the hedges and highways. Lord, let us be able to command the word according to Psalms 23. Yea, though we may walk through, but Father God, we got the heads of the resonation of the power of the illumination of the Holy Ghost all around us. The commanding word that says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, as a kingdom that come, that the will, Father God, be done, even as we begin to go out in the hedges, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You'll let your word begin to command. Let it decree the prayer, Father God, according to the Spirit. That even as I begin to pray, Father God, let the illumination of the power of the word of God over Psalms 1 begin to declare. That even as we begin to move, Father God, we've been knowing and understanding and realize, Father God, you are commanding God, illuminating God, a powerful God, a resonating God in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of a scoffer. But you said, delight shall be in the law of the Lord. And this law we will meditate day and night. Father God, on the day of love, let the word command in the name of Jesus. That as we move forward, Father God, we will know and realize and understand you are always in control. You are always there looking over us. You are always keeping us on your right-hand side. You are always interceding for the behalf of the very things that try to come against us. Always in the name of Jesus. You're just an always God in the power and the illumination to him that believe. Your word is decreed, Father God, there's no weapon created, nothing designed, nothing engineered. The powerful, powerful thing about you, Father God, that you said, I created the blacksmith who created the weapon. And if you said there's no weapon formed, that there's no weapon created, there's no weapon designed, there's no weapon engineered. Father God, take us as we go through the shadows of the valley, as we go through the tasks, Father God, that even when we go through the hedges and the highways, Father God, all the orange cones, all the ditches, all the things that may try to come against us, Father God, that make us feel other than what you declared of our life. You said that you came that we may have life and have the life more abundant. We believe and declare in the name of Jesus that even as the word go forth, Father God, let it transform, let it change, let it convict and let it arrest. That even as it rise up in this morning, Father God, give them a glide in the stride, Father God, a loosen their step, that they may know, Father God, when they move, they're stepping in illumination, transformation, power, Father God, according to Jeremiah 29:11. You know the thoughts and you know the plan for the day that you have for them. It's not good, it's always good and not of evil. Father God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, put the whole armor of God over their life. In the name of Jesus, they may know and understand, Father God, that when they anoint their head with oil, Father God, and as they bow down on their knees on this morning, Father God, they will know and understand that you are God, and beside you there's no other. Let the word of God proclaim and declare to all the hills, a God that sits high and looks low. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that everything in the dark has got to come to light. because you have said in your word, Father God, you are the one and only, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we may know and understand that whoever called on your name in the midst of whatever the situation may be, you're more just and merciful to forgive us from every sin to try to come against us from the ways of the wild in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to look over my young daughter by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let her continue to be lifted up, Father God, and move forth in the very plan that you have for her life. Look over the mighty woman of God in the name of Jesus, my beautiful wife, on this beautiful Valentine's Day. Lord, let it be known and declared and decreed that she got a word, Father God, that come from the kingdom, that even when the enemy tries to come in and destroy that which you have given up for the kingdom, Father God, we cleave every tongue in the name of Jesus. Give us an upper room experience that we may know and understand that when we move with authority, not by what man says, but what the power and the direction of the Holy Spirit has given unto us. Lord, let it be unto you, Father God, as we begin to believe and declare that in the midst of all the things that the enemy may try to throw at us, that you declare that the kingdom of God is suffering violence, but violence is already taken by force. I decree right now in the name of Jesus that even as the men and women of God begin to go out of their house, heads them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, and any problem in the body, Father God, that may be alienating and hurting them, Father God, remove it according to your blood. I decree, Father God, that everything in their body begin to line up according to the blood. Oh, Lord, in the night, I sung the robo sehinda. Lord, let it be known and declared that your word is more stronger than we can ever imagine or even understand, that even when your word begin to culminate out through the body, Father God, that it would begin to line up everything that you designed and engineered for it to be on this earth. Father God, you said in your word, as I continue to say and don't want to be redundant, that you came that we may have life and life and have it more abundantly. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, you the God of creation, the God of engineering, the God of all that is to be known and heard, you the beginning and the end, that all the things that you declared in your word, you are, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for this moment, this time, in this particular 15-minute prayer. As we know, Father God, that you are always on the throne. And even as we begin to remind me, Father God, as your word declared according to the book of Galatians chapter 5, and you declared in your word according to Galatians 5 and 14, that you said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, on this particular day that we have love. Hold on, somebody. Galatians 5 and 14 says it once again, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor even as thyself. The man and woman of God, don't refrain and restrain it from the word of God. Because he said in the word of God, chapter 15 of this particular verse, in Galatians 5 and 15, for if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you don't be devoured or consumed. For this I say, walk in the spirit, that you not fulfill the lust and the desires of the flesh. For the flesh will try to lust against the spirit, and the spirit will try to lust against the flesh. But there's a commanding word to come from the green, from the kingdom of God. Say, refrain and restrain yourself from this controversy. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now for the word and the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father God, move in the name of Jesus, that we may know and understand it clearly designed, that the word you have for us, Father God, is really more than what we can see. Father God, be the Jeremiah 29:11 in our life. For you know the thoughts, you know the plan, not only for our life, but for the future that we have on today. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us not for all those things that try to come against us, and lead us not into no temptation. But you have already delivered us from all manners of evil. For thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For most of you are listening to our stations here at HNLC Studios. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, put the word of illumination in their mouth and in their tongue, that when they speak, Father God, it be pure illumination in the name of Jesus. As I said, for those of you come in and you listen to our stations, all the different platforms and networks we have here at HNLC, our job is to try to bring you the best through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through what we call oratorical performance, not just talking, but through demonstration and power. that you may be touched in every area of your life, whatever may be alienating you on this morning, whatever making you feel opposite of what God declared in your life, speak to the very mountain in the name of Jesus. Call it in your word according to Romans 4:17. Speak boldly before the throne of God. Call things in position that be not that they were. Life and death is always in the power of your tongue, that whatever man thinketh, so shall it be. Think on these things, which is love, that even as the midst of we celebrate the day on love, let it be love not from the physical, but from the spirit, that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened through the presence and the power and the illumination of the Holy Ghost. I decree, I declare, I speak not of my own, but through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not that I can do anything, but through the presence of the illumination that he continue to make me the conduit in the earth, to bring forth that which he has given me from the kingdom of God. And Father God, I declare so unto them, all the listening ears, that they may know and understand that God's plan is really more than what they can see, that when they seek you first, the kingdom, and all of your righteousness, Father God, all everything that they need will be added unto you. You declared in your word that no good thing will you withhold from those that if they walk upright. Father God, show them to walk upright in the name of Jesus. And all those who have a problem with belief, be like the man over in the book of Mark chapter 9. Help my unbelief that I may believe, that they may know and understand. If any of these men and women got lack the wisdom on how to pray, let them ask of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may give them liberally in the power and the presence of the illuminating of the Holy Ghost. Lord, bless this household. Bless the woman of God. Bless my children. Bless my daughter, young daughter, Marcella. In the name of Jesus, make her strong and powerful, Father God. Give her the mind of a young steel trap with all the things that's going on with all the children out here today. Your word is declared and decreed. Suffer all the young children to come unto you. Forbid them not as such of the kingdom of God, that they may know and understand in the midst of all the calamities that may try to befall them, Father God. You will be the hedge in the name of Jesus, as your word declared according to Psalms 84:11. God is a sun and a shield, and no good thing will he hold from those who walk upright. If he said it, you're going to have to believe it and declare and decree it. The Bible said you ought to walk therein and know and understand that God's plan for your life is really more than what you can see. Eat our body. That they say, Kanamoto, say, Kanda. Look over the USA in the name of Jesus. Look over all the governors and the legislators. Go to the White House and touch the man of God in the name of Jesus. Let the Shekinah fall all over the world, Father God, that through the power of the illumination of the Holy Ghost, that they may know that you are God. And beside you, there's no other. Father God, it's always a pleasure to come before your throne. As I begin to bow down and begin to understand and realize the words you put in me, Father God, that I can't even comprehend, that in the midst of the authority of the power of the Holy Spirit as it moved forth, that we were designed and engineered to do all that you commanded us to do. Father God, these things I don't speak of myself, but through the power of the Most High God, in the mighty, omnipotent name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree, I declare, I speak according to your spirit, that I may know and understand and realize that you are always in control. Father God, I thank you. I bless you. I honor you. Lord, I'm asking you to send a magnificent and supernatural blessing over all the men and women, God, who have supported the work in this ministry, Father God. I give honors to the man, Apostle Al Fornes. I give honor to the man, Bishop Raymond Johnson. I give honor and praise to the family of Pastor Sam Fentroy. I give honor to the man of Dr. Albright. I give honor to all who come in together and help this work continue to go forth. I'm actually look over the family of the man of God, Apostle Oscar Walker, down there in Houston, Texas. Father God, I decree right now, Father God, even as the work that the man of God that Jesse was doing out there in the city of Dallas, Father God, Jesse Perez, powerful man of God, out of Victory Irish, touch his ministry in the name of Jesus. Let it known that they are men of God, and beside them there should be no other. You ought to hook up with one of these men of God. That if you in the DFW Metroplex, you ought to be making your way over somewhere that I have said. And if there's somewhere you don't have to go, in whatever city or state you're in, contact me, 214-778-5219, that we may understand and realize that we got a place for you wherever it may be in the world. God's plan will never fail. Believe it, declare it, and decree it. And as we speak it, and we call it to go forth, and it will and shall not go back void. Man, the woman of God, we love you at HNOC Ministry, to the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, to all the women out there and the men out there. Look, happy Valentine's Day. Serve the Lord with gladness in the heart of the Spirit, that you may know and understand the plan God has for you is really more than what he can see. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this time with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord. Amen.